T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If the NFL is unwilling or unable to hold Mr. Snyder accountable, then I am prepared to do so. That is why I am announcing now my intent to issue a subpoena for the testimony of Mr. Snyder for a deposition next week. The committee will not be deterred in its investigation to uncover the truth of workplace misconduct at the Washington Commanders.
Beavich and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Politicians, good God. All the Democrats try to pretty much keep it on task about the Commanders. All the Republicans made it a wild scene.
Yeah, they made it something that let's take away from this and let's go on something else. Because they stick it to their
political agenda. Some of them have a point. Like, yeah. Like you can legitimately argue, why are we doing this at Congress, right?
Yeah, I'm with that.
But it became such a sideshow.
It is.
Here's my highlights of the day. I don't know if highlights is the right word.
Low lights,
yeah. I mean, obviously the headline is that Chairwoman Maloney intends to subpoena Dan Snyder.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I checked in with somebody.
Can she do it by herself?
Yes, but I checked in with somebody that knows things. And I'm going to read you the exact text message. He's not in the country. He could now, this is about Snyder. He's not in the country. He could now only be served by the French. That would take a formal process between the countries. The questioning would then be done by a French magistrate. In other words, as long as he's in France, that process would take over 6 months and it still would not require him to return to D.C. to be questioned by Congress. Once he's back in D.C., he can then be served. If I were his lawyer, I would move to squash the subpoena. That litigation would probably take months, also given appeals and efforts to go to the Supreme Court. The Democrats and Carolyn Maloney will be long out of power. In other words, Dan is not appearing before Congress.
I'll say this. If someone in his camp is not watching this today on YouTube like we all are, then they're a bunch of damn fools. And the moment that she made that comment, and then based off of what he said, even having the opportunity, I am on my way to somewhere else. I'm not in France anymore. It's another place he can take his boat to.
Just go to Italy. It doesn't matter. As long as he's not here, yeah, he's just chilling.
It's like, listen, man. I know
Mediterranean's beautiful this time of year.
You and I have stood fast, and I think everybody else that has heard us, that everything that has transpired and happened is awful.
Totally.
But the thing about NDAs, when a person's normally signed an NDA to get paid for it, they signed an NDA. So let's not just hold the person that offers the NDA responsible without the person that signed it as well. Because everybody that has signed the NDA was not forced. Because I know some people go, oh, man, I was forced to do it. Why? Because you needed the money and you felt that was your way of getting the quick one. You signed it. And then after the fact, you felt, well, I could probably get some more, so you don't want to now be held to it. NDAs have been a part of this country and, of course, different types of agreements for a long time. It's not going to stop. And I understand on the other side what they're trying to say, why are we focusing so much on this? There are far more pressing things out there than this. I understand them doing it, but when the thing was brought up about this is a private entity, and I think this has been something that a lot of people felt that they can use, just like they're trying to say about the NFL leading the culture. That is not the NFL's damn job.
I thought the best actual line of questioning that wasn't just political grandstanding, it was actually trying, whether perhaps it's all political grandstanding, but there was a line of questioning that actually made a lot of sense. And I don't know, and this is perhaps a little embarrassing, this dude might be my congressman. I'm not really sure. No, he's further north. But this dude, Jamie Raskin, represents Maryland's 8th District. And he had legitimate, specific questions about the use of redacting in NFL investigations. There was an investigation into the Miami Dolphins in 2014 where the NFL made it public and they redacted names. Redacted means basically you white it out. Whatever the name that was there is gone. Okay? And he asked pointed, specific questions of Goodell, why can't you use redacted names in this investigation? And that was one of the few times it seemed that Commissioner Goodell kind of stumbled. And eventually he came up with a forceful line. He said, redactions don't always work in my line of business. And perhaps that's true. Perhaps it's cover. I don't know. But I thought as far as actual questioning back and forth, that was the most relevant to why isn't there a report.
Yeah, but the thing of it is, a lot of people like to, athletes don't matter. Sports don't matter until you want them to help you. This lining of saying how they have to lead the culture and all this stuff, that's a bunch of BS, and it's always been in my book. I remember many years back, when Charles Barkley said, I'm not a role model, I understood what he was trying to say. Now, he's naturally one when he gets put in the public eye, but ultimately, it's not Charles Barkley or any the NFL or the NBA or anybody else's job to raise your damn child. You raise your own kids. Because if you're going to put all that pressure on the NFL, you got to put it on everybody else around it. We watch presidents, doctors, lawyers, all type of people get on these damn on TV and act a damn fool, a plum ass. We'll hold them, but we hold the athletes and all. I don't think it's the NFL's job to lead the culture. You know? And everybody shouldn't be forced to. So half of the damn kids, half of the people in the NFL don't know how to lead themselves. But ultimately, these senators and these representatives and things of that nature, isn't that part of their job too? Shouldn't they set the tone? Because if kids are watching this today, they see a bunch of grown adults acting like children, taking a serious issue and trying to play with it. And talk about other things instead of the things you're supposed to be talking about.
On both sides.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So they see adults acting like children, but then those same adults are saying, well, the NFL is supposed to be trying to make the culture right and lead the culture, and people are looking at them. That's crap to me. I lead my kids. I talk to my kids. I don't expect them to watch an athlete on TV and just follow what he does because he's going to make a mistake. And then guess what? It's my right to step in and let them know how human beings will make mistakes. But I want you to follow them because of their work ethic, their determination, their dedication to what they do. Not, I don't want you to just be them because of who they are. You know, just like back in the day when I watched cartoons and stuff. I knew that when the anvil was dropped, that you can't do that in real life. You know why? Because my mom and dad told me about it. And I think that's the problem today, where everybody wants somebody else to raise their kids instead of raise your own kid. That's ultimately what this comes to.
Well said, B. A couple other things that stood out to me. By and large, the Commanders and the NFL's response has been, this was awful. We've addressed it. There's been a $10 million fine, and we fired everybody. So we're moving forward. We're on to Cincinnati. However, there is now a series of direct allegations from Congress and from the Washington Post that the Commanders, now the current iteration of the Commanders, obfuscated information, made it more difficult for the investigation, and circulated a dossier of 100 slides with information on people that were speaking out against them. Should that be proven true, whether that's under the Mary Jo White investigation or if the NFL has to open a new investigation or there's some proof of that? And it appears there is, because I saw a slide online of Liz Clark, who I know, one, is a great reporter, two, is a great person, but three, has been a major part of the investigative team of the Post going after this. If that's proven true, that this is done to try to intimidate or slow down the investigation, they got a real problem. Because they've said the problem, all the trouble was in the past. Mm-hmm. We've gotten rid of everybody and we fully cooperated. I don't know that they'll be able to prove that. I don't know that anything will come of any of this. But that's the one thing that moving forward, I would think, presents a problem. Because like one of these congressmen that brought up Watergate, it's not always the crime, but the cover-up mm-hmm. that gets you in trouble.
That's it.
Again, I don't know that that's provable, but I thought the subpoena, the redaction discussion, and the fact that there is at least an allegation that the current iteration of Commander's leadership, whether it was Snyder alone or whoever is on the team responding to this, made it harder for this investigation to operate.
Well, I'll just say this. I watch a lot of the little law movies and things like that. It's very seldom that the actual person controls everything. Their lawyers find legal ways to doing things. And I think when we get down to the bottom of this, the lawyers are leading the way on both sides. How to attack and how to support or how to help out. We watch different law cases, the ones that are real and the ones that are fake. And a lot of it has a bunch of stuff in the middle that like how they run it to where we know it's just to prolong. And if you have the ends to be able to prolong, normally you win. You win out against the people that don't have those ends. This is not the first time things like this has happened. And I really believe that just like in the NFL and the NFLPA, when they deal with stuff, they have to go to the CBA. They agree to stuff of how to do things. I think Roger Goodell and the rest of the owners have to agree with how to do things in a certain way. And it may not be satisfactory to us out on the outside of it, but it's what they agreed upon. So they agreed upon certain levels of fines and certain levels of punishments. But we've never seen nobody forced out. And I don't think that's going to start happening today.
Lots to unpack. And then there's just the actual funny stuff. I thought there was some funny stuff. I want to let some people react. Some people have been on hold a long time. David is in D.C. on the MGM National Harbor Listener Line.
What's up, Dave?
What's up, Dave?
Hi, gentlemen. You have a great show. Thanks for having me on. And I've actually testified in front of Congress before, and I can tell you that what you're seeing today is just kind of the extreme form of what hearings have become. They're not about trying to find things out or learn new information anymore. They're just about political posturing and scoring political points. And, you know, it's not only what you saw about, you know, as both of you mentioned, they have their kind of prepackaged talking points. One of the other things members of Congress will do is they're, during these hearings, they're supposed to be given 5 minutes to ask questions. Well, what a number of members will do, they'll just come up and use those 5 minutes to make a statement. They don't ask any questions. You saw that by one of the Republicans leading into one of your breaks. And also what they do is with the witnesses, the majority side will just stack the deck. Quick example, I testified in front of Senator Bernie Sanders' committee on the issue was foreign healthcare systems, which, you know, Sanders likes because they're, you know, usually have far more government involvement, more socialized than ours. And what Sanders did of the seven witnesses, five were in favor of foreign systems, and I was one of two that were against it. The point being that, you know, you put in all these witnesses who share your perspective, and it helps you, again, score political points. So, you know, what gotcha. You're really seeing today is just the extreme form of what congressional hearings have become.
Thank you, right, David. Appreciate it.
Yeah, it's become extreme.
I mean, if that's what they're like.
This is a cartoon.
It was pro wrestling.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly.
When my guy started yelling about Deflategate,
one and the guy that said, I don't care if you can bang the gavel all you want.
I love that guy.
Yeah, he's crazy.
I mean, that was, I'm going to tell my kids that next time they're screaming at me, you can bang the gavel all you want. I don't care. Let's go let's go to our guy Devon in Rockville's on the line. What's up, D?
What's up, buddy? Yeah, man. I just believe, like we all saying, like a lot of the things that goes on in the United States of America, like they pull this to hide something else. That's like they kept talking about, like it's other things, way more important things going on in this world that they could be delegating about. But they're choosing to focus this, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like many of them were saying, it's $5 gas prices. Inflation is as high as it's ever been. This shouldn't be top of your list of things to discuss and make in home and trying to home into getting a NFL owner out of the NFL that you don't have nothing to really do with. If Roger is saying, I think I did what I was supposed to do to the fullest extent. The whole organization has been revamped. What else do you want the man to do? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I don't know, man. Just hell to the commanders, man. Let's go. I represent the players on the field. I don't know Mr. Dan Snyder. I've been to his house with the field that I work in. He was a pleasant guy to me. I don't have anything against him. I'm a Washington Commanders fan. I care about the play on the field.
Thank you, D.
All right, man. But I think what people have to understand, too, yes, there are a lot of different things going on out there. And as much as one side tries to make it seem like it's totally the other side, they vote against a lot of stuff. They walk out of meetings and they make things go so they can't vote on things. And yes, people blame presidents, whether Republican or Democrat, all this time. But I know one thing, that one person doesn't make all the decisions. It's the House and the senators that come together and they decide what's going to happen. And understand that it ain't one person. It's all of them.
I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
And part of this is maybe because I've watched Billions and the lead actor, the lead character is this dude, Bobby Axelrod. And he has to go on the run because like the feds are after him.
Mm-hmm.
If they subpoena Dan...
Mm-hmm.
But he's out of the country and won't come back. Like, does he technically become on the run?
They said,
like, is he on the lam?
No, I plan to subpoena him for next week.
It's more fun if he's on the run. We got an owner that's on the run?
That would be funny, but it won't be funny very long. They'll catch him. But ultimately, I just think that she was grandstanding by trying to act like, I'm going to subpoena him and he'll be here next week. You don't know how long he plans to be out the country. That's a grandstand to say that. But ultimately, they can fight that. The lawyers can combat that. What she said. It's not automatic and a guarantee that he has to go in front of them. And I think whoever sent you the text kind of agrees with that.
Right.
So if I'm going to say anything, I'm going to say it right here in front of the state. We got all these people watching. Because if she don't say it in front of us when everybody watches it, does it make a difference?
Lanville, what was your favorite moment from the hearings today? The hearing, I suppose.
I guess the part where the guy started talking about the Deflategate. I mean, that was the only part I found entertaining. It's just a bunch of stuff, politicians saying, Dan Snyder's bad, and Roger Goodell going, meh.
I like the guy that asked Goodell about Portnoy.
Yeah.
Like, Goodell definitely knows who Portnoy is. He's like, oh, no idea what you're talking about.
It's just a complete waste of everybody's time. I do like the idea of Dan Snyder becoming a fugitive, though. Hopefully they bring in Tommy Lee Jones to track him down.
Check every hen house, outhouse, bin house in an 8-mile district. You imagine Tommy Lee Jones just running a fugitive search in southern France? What's the reaction to a U.S. Marshal that rolls into Monte Carlo with a badge? Those people got more money than the world.
Hmm.
GTFO, sir. They just roll in with a bunch of German shepherds, maybe some hound dogs.
I think you need French bulldogs if you're in France.
You ever seen a French bulldog?
I don't know.
I don't think they're going to do much good in a chasing situation.
They'd be like, they run for about 10 yards, look at you, tired. Oh, man.
Be one thing I thought of.
What's that?
If you're on the run, and I'm not suggesting anyone is, but if you are on the run, you know what you need? You need to be able to see clearly. If anybody's coming after
you. And make sure others don't.
So you better have damn good windows if you're on the run. And the only dude I trust with windows in the DMV is my guy, Paul Henry. Seriously, Paul Henry's done great work in my house. My windows are clear as hell. If any police roll up, I can see them coming. And I'm not even on the run, I don't think.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. A lot of reaction pouring in from the House Oversight Committee hearing on the Commanders' workplace culture. Nikki Javala, I believe, was there or certainly was covering it for the Washington Post. We're going to speak with her in just a minute. Right now, we're going to take a couple more calls. We got folks that have been on the line a while. Let's go to our guy, Radio. Radio, what's up, man?
This is fun. I'll tell you, I was completely wrong about what was going to happen, but I can tell you it's nothing but a garbage chute, man. This is just, it's an absolute waste of time to hear all that. Minus, I do think it's pretty big, though. I think people are sleeping. I think being subpoenaed is a pretty big step in showing how far they want to go with this. But Roger Goodell is a moron. I'm just going, let's take it off Snyder. Roger Goodell is an absolute idiot. The biggest takeaway I took from it, and maybe I misread this, and maybe you heard it, but They said that Madam Chairman said to him, if it's really about protecting the victims, we support that. Would you be willing to give us the findings of the Wilkinson statement, our findings, without giving the names of those people? And he still says it's protecting the victims. It's an absolute joke. And Roger Goodell, I actually think he had a shot to put it on Snyder more. I think if anything, he took more of the heat off of Snyder, and he put it on himself. He looks like an absolute fool.
But that's his job, though, Radio. That's his job. His job is to protect the shield and protect himself. And I think ultimately, what he said that and Landfield is totally right. That's why they let it be an oral report. I don't have nothing to hand to you.
Thank you for the call, Radio.
Yeah.
I don't think Goodell.
I mean, anybody who's seen like a mafia movie knows you don't write things down because you know the cops and the politicians and stuff can find things. If you're gonna do something underhanded and scammy, possibly illegal, don't ever write it down. Don't speak on a phone about it. Don't do any of that.
Seriously. Let's go to Russ in Charlestown. What's up, Russ?
Hey, fellas, what's up? I was wondering, you know, where the email thing is, you know, with, you know, you got Gruden out of the league because of the racist stuff and emails that was on Allen and Server and Snyder, you know, hired Allen. Is that included in the investigation? And if so, them clown congressmen. He missed that, right? They something else today, man. That should be brought up too, because I mean that's important thing to try to improve our country. But what happens to George Floyd and all that, and exposing that kind of behavior, and then the rest of it, I think, is a deflection. Just like, oh well, we got the land down there in Woodbridge. Well, that deflected from the hearing going on that day. And we changed. We're the commander's name now. And that deflects from the racist emails and the sexual harassment stuff. And they seem to, and that must be the lawyer team of Snyder deflecting and putting good things out when bad things happen. But I just wonder what y'all thought about the emails and stuff. I appreciate you, fellas. Thank you.
Those things are still out there. And I think Congress would love to get their hands on it. But I don't think they're getting their hands on 100% of that ever.
Yeah, I mean, what should happen and what will happen are probably quite different, mm-hmm. I think.
Totally.
And, you know, I think it starts with this subpoena, if they're ever able to actually implement it.
She said subpoenaed for a meeting next week.
Right.
That takes a lot of belief that you can accomplish that this person that you got information from said it takes 6 months to do. And now you're going to do it. So when you make those type of grand statements publicly, you're overstating how good you really are. Because I don't think nobody said when he was coming back, right?
Right.
So now this person, I'm going to find him, and I'm going to serve him. I don't think it's going to happen.
Well, apparently I just got this sent to me about the subpoena. This is from somebody familiar with the workings of Capitol Hill.
Mm-hmm.
For the subpoena, it takes a vote of the committee, and the committee's comprised of Democrats and Republicans. Presuming they could get all the Democrats to vote for the subpoena, it would then have to go to a House floor vote. And
you think that's going to happen in a week? So her making that grand statement was, in my opinion, was solely for her to promote and present herself as bigger than what she really is. Because if you don't control it 100% by yourself, you can't make that type of mindset. Because you don't know if everybody, hell, it may be a Democrat that looks to the point now and say, you know what, I ain't voting on this.
Sure. Let's go to Nick in Southern Maryland. What's up, Nick?
Hello. Yeah, hey. I got a problem with B-Mitch talking about systemic racism in police departments.
You don't think it's some?
No.
You don't think it's none at all?
There is no systemic racism in police departments.
I think you're totally losing sight of what life really is then. It may not be in every police department, but it's damn sure in some police departments.
Thank you for the call. Let's go to our guy Jupe is in Gaithersburg. Jupe, what up, man?
Fellas, what's going on?
What up, Jupe?
Hey, man,
how you doing, man?
Today was nothing. I'm good. This today was nothing but a waste of time. I thought we was discussing about sexual harassment, a toxic workplace, and with the Washington Commanders, Redskins, football team, whatever you want to call them. This is a waste of time, man. You asking about why this reporter is being banned. That's got nothing to do with nothing. This is nothing but a joke. This is a waste of time today. Y'all guys would have been better off having the show asking JP anything day to day. Because it was nothing but a joke. And these are people that's in charge of my taxes and where my tax money is going. Like, come on, man. I get what the one guy was saying about the one that said he was a Cowboy fan on the staying on topic. I would understand what this whole meeting was about today. But they asking about a whole bunch of stuff that has nothing to do with what's going on with what that meeting was supposed to be about. And I felt bad for Roger Goodell. If I was never a manager, I would never understand how he's feeling. But as a manager, dealing when somebody messes up and you got to do your due diligence, you're getting asked all these questions about why this happened. Well, I don't know. I can't be everywhere. I'm supposed to, you know, I can't be everywhere at once. But I'm going to do my due diligence. I'm going to follow the protocols. I'm going to give you the information and what my findings are. And we'll proceed on with what's supposed to happen. But for him to take all these questions about stuff, you talking about Deflategate, how long that happened? Come on, man. Waste of time. That's all I got for y'all.
After listening to a lot of them ask him questions, as soon as he starts to talk, they start talking over him. If I'm anybody that's asked to come there, I wouldn't go. Don't ask me a question and then over-talk me. Because when you're doing that, you don't give a damn for the most part. I understand people not showing up. Because if you're not going to let me speak, then that's a problem.
Lot to react from today, man. What a crazy, crazy day. Let's go to Tailgate Ted. What's up, Ted?
What's going on, boys?
What's up, man?
I don't know what I expected to come out of today, but not this. I mean, everyone's hit the nail on the head. It's just been a complete joke. I've gotten absolutely no work done today. I'm going to have to stay late now. It's the only good thing that came out of this is the NFL doesn't have competent people to redact a document. I don't understand how Roger Goodell doesn't know how that works, or if they can't trust their own people to redact a document to then give to Congress. And I get that there's no document, but that he doesn't think that that's actually possible is just a joke to me.
I think he was being coy right there, being coy. He understands what's going on. And to be honest with you, if you've watched anything in this country over the last 4, 5, 6 years, whether it's a debate or not, nobody stays on topic. They only talk about the topic that they come there to discuss. And it's obvious that today was about one side was presenting a certain thing and the other side was going to totally deflect. And that's what happened. I'm not surprised at how this thing went today, but I thought it was a little more asinine and funny than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. These congressmen going to Deflategate and Dave Portnoy. I mean, that was just, it was
weird.
Yeah, go ahead, Ted. Sorry.
I feel for Megan Imbert and all those women that have stood up that now people are turning this into a joke. That's what upsets me the most out of all of this, because it's not a joke to them.
Yeah.
And people are just making it out to be one, and so are all of these people at the hearing just insulting it right back to their faces.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for the call, bud.
Hey, man.
Appreciate you, Ted.
All right, guys.
Here's what we're going to try to do. We're going to try to get our life back in order here. The end of every day, we like to make bets. We'll see what phone calls we can get in, but it's time to try to reclaim our show from the insanity that took place on Capitol Hill. Get some bets going. We'll see if Jeff kept the paper.
I think he found the other one, too.
Maybe he's got two papers now.
He needs to apologize to me and Lanfield for accusing us of taking the paper.
Grant and Danny coming up next. They'll have plenty to say this afternoon about the hearing. Don't go anywhere. You listen to B-Mitch and Finley.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Jeff Walker. It's your chance at redemption.
All right, so first off, I'm not apologizing for nothing because somebody moved my paper and then put it back. Because it's odd that yesterday the paper was nowhere there, but when I come back to the same computer room,
let me ask you one question. Didn't you walk into this building with me? You and I came and walked over here together?
Hey.
Hey.
That don't mean nothing. I didn't move the paper. But collectively, we all failed last night on our bets.
Everybody?
Everybody.
Hell of a night, boys.
But tonight, I shall take the over in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Going over six? So what are the records for the week, Jeff? You got to tell us that, too.
So I'm 0-2. JP, you're 1-1. Landfill is 1-1. And B. Mitch, you right there with me at 0-2. I'm going to beat you this week.
You might, but I beat you in dominoes. Tell people about that.
We talking about betting. We not talking about dominoes. No.
You say one.
You play one game.
You talk a lot of trash when you finally get a win, but you've been getting washed up 4-2.
Man, you counting? That don't count, bro. You counting games from 3-4 days ago?
How about the day?
We start the new record every day. I'm 0-1 today. Okay. What was your record yesterday?
1-1.
Oh, okay, exactly.
And okay, what was yours the day before that?
We not talk. History Channel, we're JP on to and Cincinnati.
You are, boy, you are pathetic. You're a front runner. I'd figure that out.
All right. Gonna put y'all bets in?
You're taking over in the Stanley Cup. Landfill, what continent are you going to?
What's the over under? What's the number?
Six.
I'm going to Florida, which is basically a different continent.
Might as well be.
I'm gonna take the under just to make sure one of us wins tonight.
At least we'll have one winner.
Exactly. At least.
That's real crazy, Landfill. Give me the Dodgers.
Dodgers?
Yep. And I'm going to take the Cubs tonight over the Pirates.
B doesn't stop swinging on those parlays.
I keep swinging because it could bring me back.
Lambo, I'm surprised Patrick Corbin's on the bump for the Nats.
Oh, he didn't know that. He about to change that.
I think I'm going Stanley Cup tonight. I recognize that the Avalanche got beat pretty bad the other night, 6-2. I can get there. I think they win tonight. Because, I mean, this is just
they're
so
in Tampa,
evenly
right?
Split. Yeah, they're still in Tampa.
2-2.
You think it's going to be Tampa tonight?
Amen.
I'm taking the Avalanche. Tampa showed up in that game three. I get it. But I think that team is just too good, too fast.
Hey, man, Tampa hasn't lost a game. You don't count the games in the past. That's what Jeff states.
See, we talking about two different things here. Hey, this is a known series.
One thing about me is you play me, I'm taking a record of it. You talk trash today, you was leading, you started yapping, and I came back and destroyed. I scored 80 straight points on you. Okay. That's how sorry you are.
You didn't score 80 straight points with me, Brian, but it's okay.
It was 80.
It's okay.
Count them
the
up.
Amount of screaming during well, that
I
match
scored
dominoes.
80, you scored 15. That's horrible.
He have one
what's
good handed.
What's the overall record in dominoes?
4-2. Me against him, but he don't remember nothing but the last one he won, so he's 0-1.
Oh my god!
It's still a losing record.
Should Landfill and I start playing dominoes?
Yeah, yes. You should. You get to talk trash each other and like it,
and slam dominoes on the table and yell as loud as you want.
Bones. I was in the today was a good day video from Ice Cube. There's a or maybe it was a Dre video when there's an epic domino slam where he breaks the table. That might be nothing but a G thing.
B-Mitch is slamming the dominoes hard enough that this table in here might go one day.
If that table goes, we're all going. That thing's like cemented to the floor.
We'll see.
We will see. Quite a day for the Commanders. You got Grant and Danny coming up next. I normally thank our guests. I don't know that I can thank the people we had on the show today. The various members of Congress that just made a mess of pretty much everything. I commend Congressman Raskin. I thought he asked really relevant questions that didn't seem particularly.
I think that guy's on the January 6th committee, too.
Is he?
I remember that face.
He's from Maryland.
Lighter skinned guy, like nice hair.
Kind of curly looking hair?
Yeah.
Grant and Danny coming up next. It'll be interesting to hear what those guys say because they have the benefit of being able to listen to everything that happened and then kind of react over time, whereas we were reacting live as it was all happening.
Mm-hmm.
You got to stay tuned for that. Tomorrow, We're hoping to unveil our summer games, the first ever Olympiad between me and B-Mitch. What a day for the Washington Commanders. What a day for owner Dan Snyder. Imagine how pissed Roger Goodell is when he gets on his jet back to New York.
All right, he didn't leave. He's in New York.
That's true.
He's on Zoom.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
He's going to get on his jet and back to his office and say, what the hell just happened?
He might get on a jet to, like, Bermuda and be like, all right, I'm checking out for a day. I had to deal with those fools.
Yeah.
Thank you to everybody much. Thank you to all that listened today. Thank you to Landfill and Jeff Walker. Grant and Danny next. We'll talk to you tomorrow. If you made it this far, I owe you a beer.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.